Well, a happy new year from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis. I am joined by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, here to tell us more about some recent big checks that they've handed out through the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. And if you haven't heard of that, we've got a nice little title that we call that.
Yeah, we call it ACRE because it doesn't take as long to say it, and that's about an appropriate name abbreviation you can have for anything agriculture related. Mm-hmm. But it's been a very active program for about 4 years now, and so we had some recent activity in the fall, and you're right, we had probably the most participants in the fall planning curriculum than we've had, because we did more things. I think it was mostly online or virtual, as we call it. Mm-hmm. So with that, it winds up that the participants make their pitch day, and it's a lot like Shark Tank that's right on television.
Right.
From those participants, we selected a handful to help them take their operations to the next level. So kind of a great way to start off the new year, talking about some young people in agriculture taking a little different approach to our business.
Well, I think it's really exciting. Tell us about the 7 agribusinesses that earned grants from ACRE this time.
Very diversified, and that's what I like, and some of those with veteran ownership, as in military service veterans. Mm-hmm. And so, and spread out around the state. So I like that as well. Some of our rural counties, some of the counties that often get overlooked. Mm-hmm. Over in Williamsburg County is Rebecca Farms, and it's a mushroom farm. So they harvest the shiitake mushrooms for the restaurants in South Carolina. So mm-hmm. that's a pretty unique approach to our business. Then move over to Jasper County, down near Savannah, is Whippoorwill Farms, and they offered butchered chicken, rabbit, pork, and fresh eggs and produce. And so they're trying to expand that business over there near Savannah and Hilton Head. Mm-hmm. You move over to Charleston County, we have a floral farm, Feast and Flora. Mm-hmm. And Laura Mewborn does grown cut flowers and produce, and does floral arrangements around Charleston County. So again, just pointing to the diversity, keep going. One of our veteran-owned, female-led operations in Colleton County is Lightning Rock Land and Cattle. Mm-hmm. Over in Aiken, another veteran from Jason Billu. He's has an agribusiness with using tower gardens. So that's a new way to look at agriculture. Hmm.
Danielle Smith.
Danielle, she's in Lexington County. They grow herbs and organically and naturally. And the name of naturalist, Carolina Holistic Farm. So then finally, we've got one more. But then up in Rock Hill, it's pretty unique. We have something called Victory Gardens International. It's a nonprofit in York County. And they're working to get more community redevelopment in some low-income areas. So, again, you can kind of see that it's a diversified group. Very proud of the way our staff looks at these applicants, and we bring in a 3-person judging team to make these selections. And, again, between these recipients, they split $30,000. To help take their operations to the next level. So it just points out that agriculture and agribusiness in South Carolina is very diversified. A lot goes on that sometimes the average person just doesn't realize how we are involved in agriculture in this state. So I'm very proud of this program.
Well, you weren't kidding when you said that they were diversified. I mean, this is a really varied group, and all different kinds of farms and operations. It's sort of just a snapshot of some of the things that are going on across South Carolina. I think a lot of people may, you know, miss out on some of this because, you know, you see the big picture, you think corn, soybeans, et cetera, but this is really sort of cuts across that cross section of what's going on in South Carolina, and it's I find it just fascinating how all of these are coming through, and you see this this entrepreneurship coming through Acre.
Well, that is the reason we started the program, just to give those folks with a fresh idea about our industry, how to help them take it to the next level. And I said very often, every large farming operation you see out there started as a small one. And those who are willing to take to the next level by, you know, risking their futures and their money and their reputation or whatever to take it to that next level. And Acre is one way that the Department of Agriculture is encouraging those through a very competitive process, which I'm proud of. So just pleased with how this program is supporting our industry.
Well, it's really exciting, and it all cranks up again now for 2022, right?
Yeah, we don't ever stop. we'll start into a different phase of the program sometime in the spring, so we'll talk about that one too.
We certainly will. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Acre, that is today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.